Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tim Lawler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ramon Romero. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Pachyoruk moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Franco steals second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball towards center. Salazar catches it and throws to third to double up Jacoby. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians won, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fletcher for the out. Cruz moves to second. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Butler reaches third base with a triple. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive towards short. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Butler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fishlin moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Butler moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Hairston moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. Hairston scores. Hewlett moves to third. Salazar moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Tom Waddell now pitching. Rudy Law pinch hits for Mark Hill. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Carlton Fisk now catching. Rudy Law now playing left field. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Little pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waddell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Little now playing second base. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Castillo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fishlin bunts towards the mound. Lawler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Castillo moves to third. Bando moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Butler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Bando moves to third. Fishlin moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Mike Stanton now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Bando scores. Fishlin scores. Butler moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Franco moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. Jacoby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Steve Fieravid now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Tabler moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. George Vukovich pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Carter moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-2, Indians. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. George Vukovich now playing right field. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Easterly covering, for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. John Cangalosi pinch hits for Rudy Law. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is hit by the pitch. Hewlett moves to third. Salazar moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen is hit by the pitch. Hewlett scores. Salazar moves to third. Cangalosi moves to second. It's 10-3, Indians. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Little now playing shortstop. Jerry Hairston now playing left field. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Luis Salazar now playing third base. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Spillner pinch hits for Harold Baines. Dan Spillner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillner takes first base on ball 4. Gene Nelson pinch hits for Greg Walker. Gene Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove catches it and steps on first to double up Spillner. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.